Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
Mortal Kombat 1 wasn't supposed to be Injustice 3, but then why such heavy similarities to Injustice? Some of the truth behind the situation has been uncovered, and we'll try to unravel what's really going on behind the rumors. Mortal Kombat 1, initially perceived as the natural evolution of the Mortal Kombat franchise, has now become entangled with Injustice in a way that no one anticipated. Welcome back, Earthworm Warriors, to another bite-sized episode of the Realmcast. I am your host, the Mortal Kombat fan, Tim.
And I'm Yanni. The very essence of Mortal Kombat 1's development and its connection to its predecessors are under heavy scrutiny. In the intricate web of corporate decisions and cryptic revelations, we aim to fit the pieces of the puzzle together and reshape perceptions of Mortal Kombat and its future.
What led to the unexpected link with Injustice 2, and how does it impact the future of the Mortal Kombat series? Let's delve into the answers together. Before we get too far into today's episode, we have a lot of G Fuel that we want to give to you guys. So if you're interested in getting some of this, stick around until the end of the credits where we will explain to you how you can get some G Fuel. To fully understand the unfolding drama surrounding Mortal Kombat 1, we must first look at a broader context of the gaming industry. The potential sale of Warner Brothers Interactive Entertainment has been quite a topic of discussion. As explored in greater detail in our previous bite-sized episodes, various studios and franchises were hanging in the balance. NetherRealm Studios, the developer behind the Mortal Kombat and Injustice series, found itself at the center of this uncertainty. The rumors of a WBIE sale prompted NRS to strategically position itself as the industry shifted. The gaming community observed cryptic teases and hints from Ed Boon, the co-creator of Mortal Kombat, and the creative director at NRS. These teases hinted at something significant on the horizon, as well as Ed's desire to make something new, leading fans to speculate about the future of the Mortal Kombat series. Little did they know that beneath the surface, an even more intricate puzzle was taking shape.
The announcement of the merger between WarnerMedia and Discovery, forming Warner Bros. Discovery, added another layer to the unfolding narrative. As fans eagerly awaited news about the future of their beloved franchises, Ed Boon's cryptic teases took on new significance. Was there a connection between the potential sale of WBIE and the direction of the upcoming Mortal Kombat title? Ed Boon, infamous for his enigmatic social media presence, had stirred the curiosity of the fans with posts that seemed to suggest a significant shift in direction. While some anticipated a direct sequel to Mortal Kombat 11, others speculated on the possibility of a new Injustice installment, which would make sense considering the alternations between MK and Injustice in releases. The stage was set for a major revelation, and the gaming community hung on to every word from the esteemed creative director.
When Mortal Kombat 1 finally hit the shelves in 2023, players were greeted with a visually stunning and mechanically rich gaming experience. However, many astute members of the gaming community soon noticed something peculiar: echoes of Injustice resonating within Mortal Kombat 1. The gameplay mechanics, character animations, and even roster-to-fight transitions bore striking resemblance to Injustice. For those seeking a deeper exploration of the clear parallels between Mortal Kombat 1 and Injustice, our previous bite-sized episodes provides a comprehensive examination of the unexpected similarities and their implications on the gaming experience. As players delved deeper into the newest iteration of Mortal Kombat, it became apparent that Mortal Kombat 1 was not a direct successor to Mortal Kombat 11. As one might have expected. Instead, the game seemed to be something else entirely, undoing many of the changes introduced in Mortal Kombat 11, not merely through a rebooted storyline, but also in gameplay. This revelation raised questions about the true nature of Mortal Kombat 1, with many fans speculating that this could have possibly began as Injustice 3. The possibility that a shift in development focus due to the unknown state of Warner Bros. Games became the overarching rumor.
On November 23, 2023, video game data miner known as The Thinny made a revelation that alters the course of discussion surrounding Mortal Kombat 1. Contrary to popular belief, The Thinny asserted that Mortal Kombat 1 was not the anticipated Injustice 3, but rather a follow-up to Injustice 2. In a roundabout way, the development trajectory reveals that Mortal Kombat 1 wasn't originally conceived as Injustice 3, but instead emerged as a continuation of Injustice 2 through its engine. The data miner highlighted that the game's code and more were all rooted in Injustice 2, rather than an advancement on Mortal Kombat 11, stating that such was obvious and apparent from the code, with quote-unquote Injustice 2 terminology, code, animations, and even stage transitions all being there within the code of Mortal Kombat 1. In other words, The Thinny declared, Mortal Kombat 1 is using an Injustice 2 upgraded engine and not Mortal Kombat 11. The game was not supposed to be Injustice 3, but the engine was supposed to. This statement challenges preconceived notions within the Mortal Kombat community and opens up a new avenue of speculation extending beyond the realm of game development and into the strategic decisions made by NetherRealm Studios.
As the dust settles, it becomes imperative to understand the implications of the statements. As backed up by our own sources, as well as statements by Ed Boon himself, Mortal Kombat 1 was always intended to be Mortal Kombat 1. Jean-Claude Van Damme's voice work, a significant element in the game, was executed remotely during the pandemic, likely between 2020 and 2021. The timeline even further supports the fact that NetherRealm didn't switch gears to Mortal Kombat 1 at the last minute. However, this new information regarding Mortal Kombat 1 being built on Injustice's engine reveals the path taken in its development was clearly unexpected. The decision to build the game on the foundation of Injustice 2 rather than Mortal Kombat 11 raises questions about the creative direction, technical considerations, and the influence of the corporate decisions. Would it not have made more sense to continue using the foundations of Mortal Kombat 11 instead?
Our previous discussions and assertions about Mortal Kombat 1 originally being Injustice 3 might have been too literal in interpretation. A more nuanced understanding, supported by the available information and our own sources, suggests that while Mortal Kombat 1 may have had its roots in Injustice, the course deviated early in its development, particularly during the selection of the game engine and the project's initiation. The intended direction for NetherRealm Studios post-Mortal Kombat 11 was initially leaning towards Injustice 3, or, at the very least, a game utilizing Injustice 2's engine. This shift in trajectory is evident in the early stages of development. It's worth noting that the interchange of concept art between different franchises is a common practice in studios handling multiple game series, possibly explaining the resemblances between various characters such as General Shao and characters like Ares or Steppenwolf. This artistic crossover echoes past instances, such as the similarities between MKX Jason and MK11 Terminator. Mortal Kombat 1 wasn't explicitly designed as Injustice 3, but the studio's intended path was either towards Injustice 3 or a game using Injustice 2's engine until the decision was made to revert back to the Mortal Kombat universe. During a January 2023 Mortal Kombat 1 preview event, Derek Kurtzik, NetherRealm's chief systems designer, highlighted the crucial role of the new game engine in motivating Mortal Kombat 1's creation. This strategic move, leveraging Unreal Engine 4, was further elucidated by Ed Boon, co-creator of Mortal Kombat and creative director at NRS. Boon emphasized how the transition to Unreal Engine 4 offered new exploitable features. In an IGN interview, Boon hinted that prioritizing Injustice 3 would have led to an uncomfortably long gap between Mortal Kombat games, providing insightful context into Mortal Kombat 1's development decisions. The Mortal Kombat series has been celebrated for its evolution with each installment, introducing new mechanics, characters, and narratives. However, the departure from Mortal Kombat 11's advancements suggests a deliberate choice to align Mortal Kombat 1 more closely with Injustice, possibly to leverage the strengths of the earlier title. Or, what seems quite likely, is that with the refocus of game engines to Unreal 5, certain corners were cut in order to meet encroaching timelines.
In the ever-evolving landscape of the gaming industry, this revelation surrounding Mortal Kombat 1 has added a new layer of complexity. The interplay of corporate decisions, cryptic teases, and data miner revelations paints a picture to the dynamic and strategic approach by NRS. As the gaming community grapples with this unexpected twist, the perception of Mortal Kombat 1 is heightened. There has been backlash within the Mortal Kombat community, driven by a new Mortal Kombat that doesn't quite feel like Mortal Kombat. This unconventional development path could be what has shaped the gaming experience and led to these feelings. In a roundabout way, Mortal Kombat 1 wasn't originally Injustice 3, but rather is a sequel to Injustice 2. What are your thoughts on the use of Injustice 2's engine in Mortal Kombat 1? How does this influence your perception of the game? Do you believe Injustice 3 was the next step for NRS, or was it another game entirely? Share your thoughts in the comments below.
Whether this deviation from the expected trajectory is a calculated move to align with the strengths of Injustice 2, or a result of unforeseen circumstances in the development process, remains to be seen. As we await further details, ultimately, one thing is certain. The intersection of corporate chess, creative decisions, and fan expectations has created a situation as compelling and unpredictable as the games themselves. Thank you for joining us today, combatants. If you found this discussion enlightening, then don't forget to like and subscribe. Your insights contribute to the ongoing conversation around Mortal Kombat, and we look forward to hearing your unique perspectives. Until next time, remember, every warrior has a story, and every saga, a lesson.
All right, thank you everybody for watching today's episode. Like I said at the beginning, we have G Fuel. We have a lot of G Fuel, and we want to give it to you guys as a thank you for tuning into the Realmcast and our bite-sized episode and everything that we do. Okay, so we're going to make this pretty simple. All you got to do is leave a comment on any of our videos between now and our next Soul Stream, and every video you leave a comment on, we'll give you one entry. You don't even have to say we want G Fuel. You can just leave a comment, tell us what you think about our videos, and we will enter you into the drawing. It's that simple. We have four of the brand new G Fuel flavors, including these Mortal Kombat 30th anniversary flavors. There is the Electric Strike, which is the watermelon lemonade. This one is the Raiden flavor. We also have the Scorpion Sting. This one is spicy mango, and it is Scorpion's Mortal Kombat 30th anniversary flavor. Even has the cool Mortal Kombat 2 Scorpion on it. And we have Ice Shatter. This one is blueberry lemonade with Mortal Kombat 3 Sub-Zero on the side of it. These are cool little canisters. They even have the Mortal Kombat 30th anniversary logo. And then we also have the brand new Mortal Kombat 1 flavor, which is the Dancing Dragon. It's Liu Kang's flavor. This one is Dragon Fruit Mango. If you are a fan of, you know, kind of the sweeter, more fruity G Fuel flavors, try this one out. These are their brand new flavors. We're going to be giving away to a lucky winner. For every comment you leave, that'll be one entry to win G Fuel. That's it. Just leave a comment on any videos, as many videos as you want, and hopefully you will win. So test your luck. So if you guys haven't tried G Fuel before, this is a great way to give some of the new flavors a try. These are all the brand new Mortal Kombat flavors, celebrating the release of Mortal Kombat 1, as well as the 30th anniversary of Mortal Kombat. G Fuel's been known to give its players a little bit of a competitive edge, giving a little bit more energy, focus, endurance, and even a little bit better reaction speed. So if you haven't tried G Fuel, these Mortal Kombat flavors are a great way to try it. And like I said, we're giving it to you guys because we want to say thank you for tuning in to everything that we do here at Mortal Kombat Online. So like I said, all you gotta do is leave a comment on any of the Realmcast videos on our YouTube channel between now and our next Soul Stream. And for every comment we receive, we will go through and we will give you one entry for a chance to win. So leave a comment and we will see you guys on the next Soul Stream.